Chairwoman Shapira, Chancellor Greenstein, governors, university presidents, and guests. For those of you who don't know, my name is Ken Mash, and I'm the president of the Association of Pennsylvania State College and University Faculties. This is the last regular meeting of the board that I will address as ABSCUF president, although the word regular does not seem necessarily apropos. Nothing is regular in these times. And for those of you who don't know, I've been addressing this board now for 10 years. 4 years first as vice president, and then 6 years as president. ABSCUF has a tradition of presidents stepping down after 6 years. That's three terms. And I'm happy to abide by that norm. In fact, very happy to abide by that norm. And even more happy and more proud to turn over the reins to my friend and colleague, Dr. Jamie Martin of IUP. Dr. Martin is quite simply one of the most competent, smart, and dedicated people I know. I'm absolutely positive that she will be a fantastic ABSCUF leader. Madam Chair, I'd like to thank you. We first met under some extraordinary circumstances. You were certainly thrown into the fire from the very beginning. But since that time, you have been more inclusive, more respectful, and more dedicated than any of us at ABSCUF could have hoped. Thank you for your efforts to build a better, more appropriate relationship with the faculty and the coaches. And thank you for the courtesy you've shown me personally and your willingness to directly participate, particularly in the contract negotiations. I don't think we would have made the progress that we did make if you had not been there and shown your commitment. And I just think that that is something that could never have been imagined just a few short years ago. Chancellor Greenstein, thank you also for all you have done to improve the relationship between the state system and its faculty and coaches. You have, without a doubt, been the most transparent, accessible, and competent chancellor this system has seen, at least for a very long time. Thank you, too, for your willingness to participate in negotiations, your openness to ideas, the energy and intellect that you have brought to the position. Personally, thank you for the respect and, in your words, the thought partnership that we have been able to form over the last year. Thanks to both of you for creating a relationship where we can disagree without being disagreeable. And of course, that serves everyone as we try to plot out a positive future that's in the best interest of our students. These have been a very interesting 10 years. And I have to say, addressing the board has not, to be honest, been my favorite activity. Let's just say that it has often been a cold experience. But I'm glad to say in these last couple of years, it has been, let's just say less cold. Disagreements between unions and their employers are inevitable. And that's largely because unions are, at their best, countervailing forces. It is our job to point out the human element of an enterprise. Universities are very much about people, and the job that we do is aimed at improving people's lives. Now more than ever, it's important to remember that the stakes are very, very high. It's dangerous to looking only at aggregate numbers, to looking at the balance sheet only, to only have a perspective that measures things in terms of benchmarks. We simply cannot forget that we're talking about the communities in which our universities reside. We can't forget the very real dedicated people in the classroom, on the field, and in our administrations. Every one of our students is someone who deserves an opportunity to receive a high-quality education. It's our job, that of my ABSCUF and other union colleagues, if we're doing our jobs well, to bring to the surface the human costs and the opportunities that exist. While that may cause tension or even conflict, that tension, I believe, is absolutely essential. This is even more the case in higher education, where we all have a burden to model behavior that is respectful of human beings. It is, in short, part of our educational function. That's especially true today. We have an obligation to work towards truth. That's small t truth. We have an obligation as a system to model the best decision making, the most humane possible behavior, and to bring forth the best possible ideas for improving our society. As we deal with this crisis, let's never forget the hundreds of thousands who depend upon us. Let us never forget that the Commonwealth's future depends in large part on how we proceed into the future. I could not be more proud of the professionalism and dedication demonstrated by my colleagues and our administrations and our students during this crisis. Let it never be said again that higher education institutions cannot move swiftly and do so well. It's been my honor and the privilege of my lifetime to represent my colleagues over these past 10 years. So thank you, as always, for the opportunity to address you.